Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another podcast. My name is Patty. I'm at Herbs to Your Health. Our address is 106 South Pennsylvania Avenue in Greensburg. Our phone number is 724-836-7440. And our website is www.herbstoyourhealth.net. My first story today comes from a customer. Yes, she's been a customer for a while. Her 15-year-old daughter had plantar warts on her feet that she got from the swimming area where she's on the swim team. So you know she's there all the time. She's on the swim team. Her first instinct was to go to the doctor and either freeze or burn them off. I don't remember which one she said. I kind of quit listening. Because it created a great deal of pain for her child. And she said, every time we had to go, she would cry, and then she'd cry during, and then she'd cry afterwards. Why? Why? I asked her. But then she asked me as an afterthought, what would you do? But before I tell you that, let me just say that the doctor's recommendation or prescription was a Gardasil vaccine. I said, do you really think a vaccine is appropriate for your child? She said, no, we avoid them. So yeast and fungal detox, liquid silver, and then rescue gel topically. There are so many remedies for warts. Dandelion leaf on the wart, castor oil on the wart, tea tree oil, vitamin E, garlic, a slice of garlic with a Band-Aid, so many remedies for warts. But I think the best ones are yeast and fungal detox silver, and then the silver topically. A wonderful story. Florence, customer, she turned 95 on May 18th. She came in last Saturday to buy her supplements, which she says have kept her going for the past 40 or so years. She lives on the second floor of a walk-up apartment, and she says the stairs have kept her mobile, that and her supplements. I thought that was a very good topic. Bones, joints, muscles, and mobility. If you have healthy bones, you have healthy joints and muscles, and you are mobile. If you don't have healthy bones, you don't have healthy muscles or joints, and your mobility and stability may be impaired. We need good nutrition and essential bone building nutrients. Supplementation is obligatory. Your attitude contributes to epigenetic lifestyle and your well-being. Just heard a story yesterday of a woman who has been super depressed for, 30 years, maybe longer. Nobody wants to be around her. None of her family will speak to her. She has no friends. I mean, do you think there's a connection here? Maybe brighten your spirits. Remember that less than 8% of your lifetime health is determined by your genetics, which means over 92% is determined by your epigenetics or your lifestyle. Osteopenia is the loss of bone mineral density that weakens bones. Osteoporosis is more severe bone loss that weakens bones and makes them more likely to fracture. But I hear that bone mineral density tests are unreliable, but you really want to have good mobility and not fall. Or if you happen to fall, you want to just pop right back up and keep on going. Sarcopenia is the gradual loss of muscle mass, strength, and function. The sad news is 50% of people over 80 have it. And I forget what the percentage was of the 60 to 80 group, but it, you know, it's pretty bad too. So it's best to reverse what we can, repair what needs to be repaired, prevent metabolic acidosis. Well, that's the acid and alkaline balance. Many people are just in survival mode because they're so acidic. And we want to promote an epigenetic lifestyle that will last a lifetime. 2 million fractures a year, that's half of the women, 1 in 2 women, and 1 out of 4 men. And usually, you know, if you're older and you fall, you break your hip. Very bad bone to break. there is another test called a DEXA, but there has been, it's like a bone mineral density test as well. But it's not a reliable predictor of fraction. It cannot assess the quality of bone, and it ignores why bone is lost. Osteoporosis occurs because of the damage to the architectural structure of bone, and collagen doesn't get renewed. 86% of people who have fractures have a normal bone density test. So what do? We build bone and strengthen density with supplements that we get at Herbs to Your Health. Bones are a marvel of nature. They're quite dynamic. Osteoblasts are making new bone. Osteoclasts are remodeling and recycling bone. And all this is in a continuous process. Did you know that babies are born with more bones and then they fuse by the age of 25? Some more interesting bone facts. The femur is the strongest bone. The hands have 27 bones. But there are more bones in your feet than any other place. The oldest bones in your body are 10 years old. So you're not aging, you're renewing. Bones are continuously receiving osteogenic stem cells and osteocytes that maintain bone mineral density, and osteoclasts, which absorb old worn out bone. This happens all the time. No part of you is more than your bone. Is more old than your bone, which is 10 years old. So enjoy the fact that your body is always renewing and rejuvenating. Bones are about adapting and self-repairing, kind of like the whole body. The entire skeleton is replaced every 10 years. The bones adapt to the loads put on them, so we must bear weight. Every moment, more than 2 million small pieces of weakened bone are dissolved, recycled, and new bone is laid down. So walking uphill is a really good weight-bearing exercise, or any kind of light weight lifting. I believe, as many do, in physiology before pharmacology. So first of all, we correct the acid-alkaline balance, become more alkaline, less acidic. We need antioxidants like vitamin C, and then address the neurohormonal imbalance. The daily acid load must be excreted or neutralized by minerals for survival. It's by nature's design. Most acids produced by the body are either buffered or excreted. When you're healthy, and when you're a healthy person with low stress and low toxin exposure, but if those kind of aren't true, Sometimes it takes months to correct a deficit of minerals. Magnesium will correct it. Minerals are stored in bone. Bones have 99% of the body's calcium, 80 to 90% of the body's magnesium, 35% of the body's sodium, very little of the body's potassium. Maintaining a slightly alkaline body is good news for bones. Then we have increased bone formation and bone loss is halted, and that's according to a 5-year study. So if you want to know how to do this, where to start, start in the kitchen. Avoid ultra-processed food altogether, organic, plant-based, vegetables. Well, vegetables are plant-based, vegetables and fruits. And then garlic, ginger, broccoli, cauliflower, and eggs. If you eat those every week, you're going to be a more healthy person. We don't need as much protein as many people eat. What we need is 60 to 80 grams of protein per day. And if you're eating, a piece of animal flesh, let's say, it'll fit in your hand. That's not like very much. Most people contribute to their acidosis by eating too much protein. So we look to nature, nurture, and wholeness. Magnesium is central to bone health. It improves bone density, especially the hip. It decreases fracture risk. It prevents bone loss. A deficiency can cause lead and cadmium and other toxic heavy metal contamination, but magnesium displaces toxic heavy metals. Also, follow a lifestyle program. If you do that, it'll stop 80% of the toxins before they negatively affect the body. If it's been invented in the last 100 years, I'm talking about you pharmaceuticals, be skeptical, and most chemicals, just be very skeptical. It's just, they're chemicals invented in a lab. Environmental toxins are added into foods. 21 of the major crops like corn have persistent organic pollutants and pesticides and all kinds of toxins, so avoid them. Toxins disrupt bone metabolism, increase risk of fracture, osteoporosis. So remember, put the good in, remove the bad. Chelators remove toxic metals like megakel, indole-3-carbinol, vitamin C. Detoxify your bone. Dioxins are found in commercial meat and eggs. Don't eat them. Organic pasture-raised eggs, or if you can get them directly from the farmer, that's great. Your tap water is contaminated. About, 25 or 30 years ago, a gentleman said to me, "Oh, I drink tap water all the time." I said, "Well, it's not good for you." He said, "It tastes fine," which then creates overburdened immune systems. So we have a critical need to tune up our immune systems. We want to be able to digest, assimilate, utilize, and eliminate without immune burden. We need live probiotics, which are especially important for bone health. They affect serotonin, cortisol, and hormone production. They regulate factors affecting bone metabolism. Stress is very harmful to bones and everything else, by the way. So let's just think about drinking a smoothie with Nature's Harvest, Avia, pea protein, add Tygo, liquid chlorophyll, aloe vera juice, and frozen organic berries. Make a nice smoothie. That's a great idea. And vitamin C is the universal antitoxin, antioxidant. It maintains skeletal mass. And vitamin D3, also very important. Another product is Skeletal Strength. It's a formula for making bones. It's an advanced connective tissue formula with the nutrients that the body needs to build a healthy structural system, including bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, hair, skin, and nails. Skeletal Strength also contains digestive aids for increased mineral assimilation. It's a balanced mix of vitamins, minerals, and herbs. The calcium, magnesium, and manganese are in the form of amino acid chelates to further improve absorption. Then it has trace minerals, boron, copper, and zinc to support a healthy bone matrix and other connective tissue. MegaKel cleanses and nourishes the circulatory system. It prevents heart attack, stroke, and hardening of the arteries. It's a super nutrient, super vitamin formula loaded with high levels of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs that are known to help circulation. Ingredients found in MegaKel reduce fatty deposits in the arteries, reduce blood cell clumping, lower triglycerides, improve vascular and heart muscle tone, increase circulation, and oxygenate the body's tissues. Think about it, there's not too many places the blood doesn't go in the body. And I also added indole-3-carbinol, which is an antioxidant. It protects cellular DNA. Indoles are found in cruciferous vegetables like cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower. They are antioxidants and protect cells and their DNA from damage. So if you supplement with indole-3-carbinol, I3C, that results in improvement of the liver's normal conversion of estradiol, a more active form of estrogen. Excess estrogens encourage abnormal cell growth. So there's also some vitamin C and vitamin E in there. That's a good thing to take every day. So what else can we use for detoxification? Well, it's already in our bodies. Glutathione is a molecule that we make every day. It's a tripeptide made of three different amino acids, cysteine, glycine, and glutamic acid. There's also a sulfur molecule there in as well, like the MSM. We make glutathione in all of our cells every day. Another amazing thing our bodies do. And that's all the time, continually. Glutathione wears multiple hats. It's best known for its role as the master antioxidant in the body. It neutralizes free radicals. So remember the warm, sticky marshmallow? You know, it sticks to everything it comes in contact with. So free radicals are unstable. They need an electron. So they take them from wherever they can take them, even if it's from your DNA, which is very bad. If we had no way to counteract free radicals, we would age very quickly and have lots of diseases. And in fact, some people do. Antioxidants lend an electron, donate to the free radicals, thereby quenching them. Glutathione also helps out other antioxidants, like your best friend who lends you money all the time. That's, you can think of glutathione as that. It recycles vitamin C, vitamin E, CoQ10, and other free radical scavengers. You know, maybe you don't ever ask people for money, but just think of kind people who will give you anything. That's what glutathione does. It prevents a lot of diseases, helps us delay aging. It's also well known for detoxification, because as humans living on the planet in the 21st century, we're eating, drinking, touching, breathing many different toxins. Glutathione grabs onto them, and this happens a lot in the liver. Glutathione neutralizes the toxins and takes them out of the body. Like, have we heard this before, pesticides and persistent organic pollutants, those forever chemicals, like the ones that were banned in the 70s, that they're still here, forever chemicals. Heavy metals, you name it, glutathione removes it. Glutathione also has a huge role in immunity, not only by preventing, but also increasing proliferation of immune system cells, like natural killer cells, lymphocytes, etc., the big eaters. Glutathione is an amazing molecule. When we're deficient, we have brain damage issues, brain issues, arterial damage, arthritis. Did I tell you this? I guess I didn't tell you this story. The woman whose mother is 81 years old, and she and her husband went to Florida to visit her sister. They came back successfully, returned, and then as soon as they left, the sister, this woman's aunt, called her and said, your mother asked me three times in like a 15-minute period, when is the car coming to pick them up? I think she has brain issues. And I said, I think she had anxiety. You know, when you have anxiety, you repeat the same stories. Raise your hand if you're guilty. Okay, my hand is up. If you have stress and anxiety, you can repeat the same things two or three times because you forget you said them. Also, if you have anxiety, you can forget your birth date or very important things. So the thing is to breathe. Sometimes, you know, we don't even realize we have the anxiety. We just know we're all fussed up. Anyway, if our bodies cannot repair, we're at higher risk for all the so-called diseases of aging and inflammation, diabetes, cancer, autoimmune, very much more susceptible to colds and flu and COVID, etc. Glutathione has a high concentration in the liver and the lungs. Kind of makes sense. We're breathing in microbes. The body is smart. So if we're breathing in viruses, it causes a little bit of inflammation, but then very quickly it needs to be reversed. So higher amounts of glutathione are directed to the lungs. So that's the less likely, then it becomes less likely that we'll be subjected to a cytokine storm. When left unchecked, it can cause sepsis, organ failure, and death. Elderly people in that category have low glutathione levels, unless you take a lot of supplements and have an epigenetic lifestyle, so their bodies can't keep the cytokine storm in check. It's MSM helps. N-acetylcysteine is the precursor to glutathione. It's really good for the lungs and the liver. And milk thistle combination makes sure that those that glutathione is revved up and renewed. Glutathione in the body drops off in the 40s. It takes a precipitous drop between the ages of 60 and 80. Why? Well, because we've been dealing with decades of stress, toxins, pharmaceuticals, well, not some people. And because of their diseases, they don't have enough. Glutathione is a major detoxifier of alcohol, cigarettes, and other bad lifestyle stuff. But here's the thing, maybe stop those. It's a foundational nutrient. You can't take too much. Your body knows what to do with it. We can increase it by increasing our intake of foods rich in vitamin C, zinc, and selenium. Guess what? Cruciferous vegetables, artichokes, eggs, curcumin, avocados, asparagus, spinach. So support the liver and the mitochondria. Also, glutathione levels decrease when you lack sleep. So get a lot of sleep. You know, you've been in your body for decades. Even if you're only in your 40s, that's 4+ decades. Also, the herb combination formerly known as ALJ is back, or will be back, perhaps on Tuesday, Add Herbs to Your Health. It's been gone for a really long time. It's now called seasonal allergy, but the AL stands for allergy and lungs, and the J is the person who invented it, Jeannie Burgess. I don't even know if she's still around. If she is, she'd probably be in her 90s. It's to thin, break up, and clear respiratory congestion in the sinuses and the lungs. I forgot to tell you this story that I was thinking about as I was talking about glutathione and older people. This woman was in, I'm going to say, early to mid-60s, and she was telling me that, you know, I go to doctors all the time. It's a good thing I'm retired. My calendar is filled with doctor's appointments, and I take a lot of pharmaceuticals. And I said, well, you know, you really don't have to do that. And she said, everybody has to do that. So two different mindsets. I have the mindset of we can avoid that pain, sorrow, and suffering, and anxiety, and perhaps potential error. You know, if you're your own project, you really can't make a mistake. You cannot take too much of any supplement because your body knows what to do with it. The doctor who I listened to, I think he's 89 years old. He practices in California, I believe. He said many things, but the one thing that comes to mind is take enough vitamin, the B vitamins, B complex vitamins, that every time you go to the bathroom, you have bright yellow urine. Now, a lot of people would say, oh, that means I took too much. No, that according to him, he's a healthy 89-year-old. He's been, was trained in the allopathic medical profession. In fact, he actually worked for the NIH, National Institutes of Health, until he went the natural way. And then he did all of his learning in that, and he's still a vibrant man. He says he can run circles around people in their 40s, half his age. Okay, back to seasonal allergy. cleansing really needs to be expressed rather than suppressed. So, you know, if you have respiratory congestion, you got to get it up and out. ALJ improves lymphatic flow, digestion, and circulation. You can use it if you have seasonal hay fever, indigestion, pneumonia, swollen glands from lymphatic congestion. It's especially effective in humid climates, which that's what we live in, southwestern Pennsylvania, normally very humid. ALJ often seems to give a feeling of well-being. you can combine it with, of course, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, VSC, antioxidants, you know, part of your program. ALJ, or seasonal allergy, also comes in liquid, which is suitable for babies or 99-year-olds. I remember the story of a former customer whose mother was 99 in the hospital with pneumonia. She brought her liquid ALJ and liquid silver. She got better and came home. So remember, there's always hope, and the sun will come out tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day. Bye.